now, and I'm planning to leave also again, but it's kind of restricted those passports and certain laws. And basically, I had quite a few so-called life-after-death experiences, and then I practiced consciously leaving your body, the so-called out-of-body experiences, or they call them astral traveling, and met quite a few people who's doing very similar things as I do, and met certain entities and certain politicians and so-called agents who's working against us here in this dimension. And basically all I do is advise everybody to pay attention to what is happening here and what is the overall picture, what we call Earth reality and the so-called other side. And of course, I try to inform people about reincarnation, the process of reincarnation, and how reincarnation was hijacked and controlled and monitored by demonic entities for them to keep this vicious cycle, what's going on in this planet. The Buddhists call them the rebirth and death and rebirth progress and process, how it works. And the family system to the school system and what we call karma, the contract.
So that's fascinating. So you from the out-of-body experience, that kind of, was that the sort of wake-up call that you got, that first one?
The first couple of times I had the out-of-body experience, the accident, I wasn't aware of it. I was dead because there is no really difference between such a physical form. You, basically the soul, your soul is what's housed in the body. That the thoughts, that's where all your desires and thoughts coming from you, and it goes through your spinal cord, what they call the chakras, and ultimately controls your brain to do the work for your body as a machine, actually, like a computerized machine, what we call organic. And then I had other experiences and the out-of-body experience, then I realized reading some of people's life-after-death experiences, people stories, the tunnel, the bite, and mistake, and
yeah, Tony, you've broken up, mate. Tony?
Hello?
Yeah, you've been really broken up that last sentence. Let me try, this Skype to phone interface is never very good. Let me try calling you back and see if I can get you a fresher line. So, just hang up now and I'll call you directly back, okay? So, that's bring him in and drop him off. And try to call him once again. And let's see if the phone is ringing. And it doesn't get to his answer phone. That's always a good one. There you go. We've got a ringtone. And there you go. Tony, are you back? Tony?
Yes.
Ah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's the whole Skype to telephone thing is never very secure or stable. So sometimes it goes out again. So anyway, I'll bring you back to where we were, which was that you'd taken this out of body experience and you met various government agents on the other side and demonic entities and control. So Go back to the whole thing about the chakra system and how that relates to reincarnation.
The chakra system is to put your all your chakra to your head, the color dye, and you are experiencing and practicing through the chakras. If you are, you have your consciousness.
I'm only getting like one or two words out of each sentence. I don't know what I'm going to do about.
That is not good.
Yeah, it's not.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, try talking quite close to the mic. I don't know if that's going to do any good because it's the internet connection between Britain and America and across the pond. It's probably quite busy at this time of night.
Okay.
So try
so,
do that again.
Okay.
Tony, I'm getting nothing intelligible. This is very frustrating. People working on the other, on the line to stop you from talking to us, because I think your information is valuable.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yes. Can you call? I can give you a number, and let's see if you can call in. Are you able to call me? I have a Nevada number. I'll send it to you in the Facebook, see if you can call back, because I'm absolutely not able to get you, and it might be easier coming in on the other line. We have a call in line. Oh dear, what a day. I'm so sorry, Tony. Absolutely unintelligible. Right, I'm going to just send on Facebook, phone.
Yeah, on the Skype.
1-7-7.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you at this point, but I don't know whether it will continue. But try again.
Now, I'm trying to move so the signal, the signals of
okay, so we've lost the line there. So I'm going to try and get him to call back on the other line to call in over Skype and over into the Wolf Spirit Radio server. We should then join it. So I'll try and recapitulate on what he was trying to put across. We had a conversation a couple of days ago that he has had various out of body experiences, and during these out of body experiences and these astral travels, he met with various people and various entities from organizations. He originally came from. It's in America. There we go. Let's see if we can bring him in to this call. Right, Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, that's so much better.
All right.
Yeah, now we're talking.
All right.
Great. So. Start again.
Okay, sure. Something might happen. Okay, I jump back right to it. I don't know where I stopped, but I'm just going to restart roughly. I'm just going to go right away to the moment of death when people experiencing the crossing to the other side. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. I mute my mic because I'm I'm sneezing and coughing all the way.
I just want to make sure.
On the air very clearly now. Thank you very much.
Okay.
For being patient with that.
All right. So when uninspected soul goes through the process of death, the so-called entities, what we call demons, demonic forces, they are same entities or we are, except not in a physical form, and they working for the so-called the mythical Lucifer entity, and they are controlling the outcome of Earth reality. And it goes by when an entity goes through the death process. When the DMT kicks in to the brain, you see multi-dimensional. You see through everything, what we call the walls and this reality, and you see the so-called other side. And the agents, the demonic forces, are aware of that because they monitor everything, and they will come and take and guiding, sometimes by force, sometimes by just guiding the souls into a certain place where they make the next contract, which is called a karma, a contract for your next existence in this reality. And you choose your parents, and you choose the place where you're going to born for the outcome, what you're going to support the new world order with. So let's say if you're born in New York City, you decide you're going to be a lawyer later, or a teacher, or a doctor, or a politician, or whatever job you pick. You're just supporting the so-called society, the New World Order, through your dedication to this overall projected hologram, what we call reality. And that, of course, involves the involvement of the demonic powers and the contract. That means you have no free will.
So can I break in there?
Yes.
This is a fascinating thing, because, you know, you hear people and you have readers, and they all talk about these soul contracts that we have. And you're saying that, you know, that it's not like with God or something. It's with a bunch of demons that you make these contracts. Is that right?
Yes, when you analyze the life and the history, what happened on planet Earth and what's going now is unsatisfiable. The slavery is going, the evolution of the mind is controlled, the evolution of the soul is controlled in a very slow progress, so nobody catches on, basically. And they shorten the lifespans. They came up with many different diseases, and of course they spreading it purposely through immunization, through chemtrails, through many, through the food, the drinking products, and hello?
Yeah. Food and drinking products.
Okay. Yeah. So they basically, they blocking and shutting down the human body, and they try to destroy an individual as soon as possible before their soul catches on what is happening here. And then, of course, the demonic forces works way different what people think. It's not like in the horror movies, of course. They are very sneaky way. They matching your vibration frequency. The thought patterns and the brain waves they are projecting to you, and most people think that's their own thoughts. It's not your own thoughts. What you're thinking, it's just just listening to a radio, and you just pick up a certain channel, and you just go with what's comfortable for you. And then if you accept these thoughts, that is how people making mistakes in their life, because they're following an order. That's why it's called a new world order. It's not just a physical form like on the radio and the TV. It's behind the scene, the spiritual world, and that is where the main force is going. So
that's
why the people who reincarnate here, the so-called projections, like the war criminals like George Bush, Bill Clinton, Obama type of people, Tony Blair, those are consciously reincarnating back to the same families over and over again for thousands and thousands of years to keep the control over the slave souls. And they are rotating the souls, the so-called reincarnation. That is why the Buddhist culture is focusing on to stop the reincarnation process at the death and rebirth process. So your soul become enlightened and conscious all the time, so you are with your free will designing your own future and your own reality. It is very important for people to stay away from certain products on this planet to clear their body out, the so-called pineal gland, to work more properly, for you to have the abilities. Like everybody is deep inside, you have the psychic abilities, you have the every kind of abilities everybody has. We are all equal. Except most people don't have the information what's available. So they just living here as humans without knowing what is the purpose of existence.
So that's fascinating. And really, this is what the show Journeys is about. It's the journey of discovery of, what the hell are we here for? So this is a fascinating angle on it because, we talk about these soul contracts and, you made this contract with such and such, and you're going to have this and that. And a question that's arisen from the chat room already is, what about people who are adopted? Is this part of the soul contract as well? I mean, is everything that happens, is this like, I suppose this is what they talk about, preordained. It's ordered, isn't it? An ordained, something that's ordained is ordered. What can you speak to that?
I don't really understand your question. I couldn't hear you for a second.
Say
it again?
I'll say it again.
Okay.
From the chat room, we have a question what about people who have been adopted? Adopted. No, adopted.
Adopted.
Born to one parent and then having another parent.
Uh-huh. Yes. That's also calculated in. When you enter a womb, your mother womb, when you enter the womb, the soul enters the womb, they usually already know, and they have a plan. They have the overall plan, because in the space-time concept, there is no time. So the souls, the so-called time traveling, when that's a real thing. So the souls calculate out. The soul going to know it's going to be adopted and going to go here and there. That's irrelevant. Just the overall plan of the big plan is what matters. It is irrelevant, really, where you're born or who's going to adopt you or when. That's also calculated into the plan. I get brain farted for a second.
I know. If you want to take a little break,
No, it's all right. No, just so anyhow, the main thing is when the person who tried to come in here without a karma, that is why the abortion rates are very high. The people who doesn't come here with the contract, the new souls, like in the last 20, 30 years, the abortion rates are like up to just the tens of millions. In the United States, they aborted roughly 60 million babies in the last 30 years. Those are the potential souls who's coming in without a karma, a contract, and try to advise others, the new generation of the souls, the more enlightened souls, who try to come here and teach the older generations. So they are just killing them. They just abort them, and they don't even give them a chance. And then yet the other ones who are here, unhealthy and absolute, have no clue about spirituality and how the things works, they're sponsoring them. Like in the United States, they keep you alive no matter how sick you are. They will give you pills. They would give you hospital rooms, anything to keep the chaos going, and they will not sponsor healthy people or the people who's doing well. So it's all premeditated crime against humanity, how they can control it. And that is the only way to control a soul, if you keep them in a state of fear, in a state of mind of fear and confusion. That is the only way to control a soul. So if you see today the world, most people, 99% of the people, do not know the purpose of existence. They don't know why they're living. They don't know what's coming tomorrow. Why they even go work to survive even when there is no outlook. It's just that destruction is going more and more. The earth is coming into a place where you can't even call it organic anymore or natural anymore. And I like to go back to the when you said when they switching parents or anything, I was going to tell you about the deja vu feelings of people have. When you walk into somewhere and you recognize all of a sudden like a memory, oh, I've been here before, I heard these words before, I know these people who's in here. Those are each individual soul, their own experience it shows, and their own proof they've been time traveled before. That you can only remember something if it's happened, if you witnessed it. So it's very important for people to even understand how you can pre-plan your future. In the Masonic order, it's called success. When you can time travel ahead, this so-called remote viewing and astral traveling in a ahead of time, and let's say you can travel into next week coming up, and you can see the lottery numbers. You can come back, play the lottery numbers, and you become a millionaire. Then you can start a success business. So the people who can do this consciously, they're keeping the secret and the information from others, so they stay slaves. It's a very systematic process of what we call living. Well, actually, we call it suffering.
Yeah, the veil of tears. So, I mean, basically, what you're saying is that if you're not in the club, then you're made to live in fear and live in unhealthiness and suffer. And if you are in the club, then you're given the tools and the truth in order to become, quote, successful, as you say. And we're not in that club.
Yes, because the so-called that 13 families who keep reincarnating into the same families, I mean, there is a wider ring also, the Masonic Order, who supports the New World Order. They have a false promise also, because they also age and die, and they have sickness. It is because their soul don't comprehend to be limitless, to be fearless. The Masonic Order is basically, they are in the same trap, because they don't know the full truth. They just like the CIA or the FBI or any organization, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand doing. It's for a purpose, so not everybody knows the truth. Immortality is a real thing, just like the immortal Babaji in India is supposed to be around 2,000 years old, and he refused to age because he doesn't go by the concept of time, and that's what makes you age, the concept of time, to believe there is a time. So you see, if you would never seen a scissors before, you don't know what a scissors is, you don't have the idea of a scissors, or like a car. If you live in the jungle, you don't know what is a car, so you don't have this concept in your mind. The same thing with aging. If you would never seen old people before, you could not even comprehend what aging is. You were just living and existing according to your own projection, what you believe in, what you want to be, which is called really freedom of the soul.
So, is it possible, Tony, given this rather rather bleak picture that you've painted, is it possible for my audience to learn how to get out of this? I mean, what you're saying is that everybody here on Earth, even if they're in the Freemasons are in a trap that's just got a different coloured wall to the trap that we're in. Yeah, is there any way we can, you know, how do we? Is it possible not escape, to dissolve the trap, because it's in the mind, isn't it?
To break the contract, yeah. The so-called body, mind, and soul in harmony. I'm sure many people heard about the souls, the real you, who you really are, is you are sitting somewhere in the so-called Merkaba, like a protected shield of energy, and you're projecting with your mind, which is that's what you are, a mind, a thinking machine, and you're projecting yourself into this reality. So when you have the out-of-body experience, like with your soul, then you must find your original self. And wherever you at, wherever you sit, and you designing your existence, you must be standing up. You must wake up from the dream. That's a so-called, like a self-induced dream, what everybody is doing and projecting themselves into this reality. So when a real, true so-called seeker, or the true seeker who tries to find itself to find out and remember the true original purpose of existence, is the only key to get out from this matrix. That is the only key to become one, to become the I am. When you are not what Buddha was claiming, he said he was awake. So he was not in a dream state with his soul and just projecting animation into this reality, but you are with your soul together here as one unit. Of course, when you become dead, then you are indestructible, because there is no such thing as death or hunger or suffering, because you are a pure energy. And if you are a pure energy, then you understand there is no such thing as hunger, there is no such thing as death, because your energy doesn't expire. Your energy cannot age. your atomic structure doesn't age. The only reason your body aging because you're accepting the program of aging. It's a false input. It's a false blueprint for humans to accept. It's an ultimate deceive by the conscious entity, what we call Lucifer. And most people, because it's connected to so-called religion, Christianity, most people don't believe in these things until they experience it firsthand. That is why most people are confused about the meditations and astral traveling and free will, because not everybody has the first-hand experience. If everybody would have a first-hand experience of astral traveling, how you can leave your body and how you can unite your body into a perfect, pure energy, then and nobody would choose this existence. We wouldn't even be here serving this chaos order. It's actually, this progress right now is in Earth reality, everything goes towards self-extinction because nobody knows the true purpose of existence, so everybody is stepped into that self-destruction mode. It's through over excess eating, drinking, drugs, and the certain lifestyles what people do. So everything what humans do here is basically because mismanagement and misteachings. Everybody just accepting what been introduced to them, and then if death is introduced to you and you accept it, then you be it. And that's what you do. That's your faith. That's your belief system. That's who you become. Now, if you deny all those things, like certain scriptures say, like you deny earthly desires, then automatically the soul shifts into a different gear and you start picking up a different vibration frequency, which ultimately will change your projection and you will become a different entity, a light being, back to the original form where you came from. It's a higher speed of vibration frequency, and when you reach that level, eventually you become absolute fearless and unlimited, because there is no such thing as limits. The information and knowledge is endless. We are endless individual souls have the capability to design, create. So therefore there is endless information. Now if everybody would share the information with everybody free, as it's supposed to be, through what we call telepathy, through the vibration frequency, then the word, the term of need would disappear. There wouldn't be no need because everybody would share everything they have according to others' need.
There'd be no lack, yes, because everything
that's
is.
Right. And that's right.
So, have you got some tips for? I mean, this is something that we can't start. Well, we can start now, but this is going to take a while to for us to work through. How do you start to liberate yourself from this system?
You have to understand the reality of this dimension, this so-called Earth reality. The progress is really all it is. Your soul must seek your soul. You must seek the true information of purpose of existence. And the people who are really searching, I mean, there's nothing, let's put it this way, I can't tell you nothing new. I can't tell anybody anything new because your soul already knows everything what I'm talking about. It is just covered up with new information what they mass producing here in this reality, what they convince to others. So if you take away everything what you learned here on Earth right now in this lifespan, then you have nothing else left, just your bare soul. which is what they the hypnotist to do through self-hypnosis or hypnosis to their past lives, to remember your past lives, and through that memory, that true memory of your soul, because all your existence since creation, you are existing, and your soul is an individual thinker and creator. So everything is in you is recorded, and you have the information. It's just been hijacked also and covered up with the new information. It's just what they basically call the brainwashing system. So the so any soul who's looking for true answers, it is within you. It is, you don't have to go to India. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to really do the great searching of all over the place. It's all inside of every one of us, in your soul. It's encoded. It's imprinted. You can't erase it. That's your experience. The same thing if tomorrow somebody asks you, did you talk to Tony on the radio yesterday? You're not really going to be able to deny it. The information is in you, what's happened. It's just really up to you. You keep a track of your memories, or you denying and accepting new form of way of living. It is all based on information. So if a person comprehend this reality, as what we call Earth reality, and breaking down so fast, what we call organic matter, it's breaking down so fast, with a clear mind and just common sense dictate, this reality eventually will be not here, because the more souls are waking up, the less souls are going to project themselves into this reality. So when somebody has the projection and the desire to be in this reality, then they are going to be not here. It's called ascension. Then you will not be projecting yourself here, but you will be somewhere else, which is also based on your new desire where you choose to be. It's almost like moving from London to Birmingham. You just make your step. You just make your move. And unfortunately, everybody will be forced into the situation sooner or later, because they're changing planet Earth so much, what they call organic, there is no rainforest left. I mean, as soon as they're going to hack out all the rainforest, there will be no climate control, what we call organic. There will be no climate control. The humidity, the ozone layer, and the water-based substances, everything is contaminated. If there is no fresh water left on this planet, then there is going to be no healthy organic of any kind. So therefore, the deterioration of this reality will break down to the zero. It's called Judgment Day, the ultimate punishment for ignorance, which is a self-extincting
So just go back a little bit, so you're talking that Earth is changing its nature. We know that. We can see all the different climate changes and weather patterns and extinctions and the bees and all of this stuff is that's all changing. And you know, like you're saying, the rainforest being eaten up. Is this planet, in your feeling, is this planet completely going to die?
Well, of course, it's the cycle that nobody able to stop the cycles. So, the people who don't understand, the people who understand this is a mental projection, what they call a hologram, the holographic universe, what the scientists talking about, this is a mental projection, what we call reality. The more souls will catch on, they will not project and serving this reality. So therefore, the digits and the, what we call digits and reality, it will break down. It will not exist sooner or later. The universe is like an endless or like a very long train, let's say, and there it has a beginning and the end. The substance, the fabric of the universe is constantly expanding, like a flashlight or a headlight on your car. It's going into a V, and it spreads out, and eventually the light doesn't go any farther, and it breaks down. It stops. There's no light up to the power. It's out. So the same thing with the universe, expanding, and eventually the particles will reach the point of no return, then everything just breaks down and falls apart. The scientists call it black hole. So when all matters will be reaching dark matter, it enters the dark matter, and there is no light. There is no existence there. So there is no... That's why it's called darkness. That's why it's called no existence there. The universe is a whole light unit. It's based on light. Everything based on light, where there is life, existence. So the entities, the souls will realize this progress, and they will not following the program. They will turn the other way, and you will change direction, and you try to go towards the light, towards the evolution of the mind and the experiencing of life, which is a never-ending process, because the people have to understand that the universe is formed as a projection based on our desire, the souls, the individual souls, the collective mind, the collective consciousness is reflecting our own desires. So the more souls are going to catch on to not to support this chaos here, the projection will stop and will end, and when it's reaching the end point, what we call the Omega, the point of no return, some people call it Judgment Day, or the end of the road, or many people call it different ways. The souls and the substance, whatever is reaching that point, they will be lost forever. So the people who doesn't have consciousness enough stays with this earth reality, like let's say the people who's waiting for Jesus to return and establish the heaven on earth. Those are all false promises, and somehow they're going to be left behind. And nobody can really help you, because it's a self realization progress. Everybody has to realize their own self. You are limitless. You are indestructible. You can only destroy your own self by entering the dark matter, which is called the black holes. But the scientists don't want to explain it, of course, clearly. They actually start teaching opposite of the truth. They claiming the black holes, when everything enters, all the light enters, like this galaxy going to enter the black hole, then they are hoping and convincing entities that must be a beginning of a new universe, which is an absolute false statement. Nothing can return from darkness, because you don't exist there. You're annihilated. Your substance is light. And when light is penetrate the darkness, it will be no, there is no force there. If you understand what I'm saying. It's a very... it's a self-explanatory, you know. It is an automatic process. It's almost like a giant vacuum cleaner, the black hole, which is like cleansing the universe. It's almost the same concept when you're eating a pure energy or an apple, and then it goes through your system, and then you reject the toxic waste. It's the same progress. We are actually a miniature version of the universe. And everything is just a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. But this, yeah. Now it's so much time went by and so much confusion went by, nobody really remembers the original state of mind, the original form, what we really are.
Wow. So that's taken it right out of the ballpark. So very interesting. So everyone in the chat rooms are running questions here. First of all, Tony raised an interesting concept about fresh water, which our human skin suits require. How do the saltwater creatures integrate with the salt water in which they exist, particularly the mammals like whales, dolphins, and the like? Can you answer that?
Well, I don't know your exact question, what you said, like, how are they going to relate to this, or whatever?
Yeah, how do they integrate with salt water?
I can't hear you clear, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. He's saying, how do saltwater creatures integrate with the environment that they're in? Saltwater creatures.
The water creatures, you mean?
Yeah, creatures that live in salt water rather than fresh water.
Everything is contaminated on this planet. Everything is connected. All the water system, but people don't really understand that the water supply what we had on this planet is always been the same for billions of years. There is no new water being brought here. Really, we have the same cycle, the same progress, the cycles are going, and it's a self-cleansing process, was for a long time. Now they're changing everything, and they practically looted Earth from all the precious metals, all the minerals, and contaminated the water supply. I mean, in the last 100, 150 years, let's say, they contaminated everything, just in that short period of time, which has never happened before in billions of years.
Right.
So through everything contaminated by the water, there is no healthy trees. There is no healthy of any kind of any. I mean, there's barely any humans without a disease. Or any kind of malfunction, and it doesn't matter how deep you're looking into nature, what we call organic. It's all breaking down. The species actually instincting so fast, there is no reproduction. Like if you look at the bees, for pollinating all the crops, just from flowers or trees or any kind of plantations, when the pollination stops, the reproduction of that species will stop too. So it is that's why people have to be really serious about it. It is not happening by itself, the destruction. This is premeditated crime against humanity and against Earth, what the conscious demonic souls are doing. There is no coincidence why they polluted every water on this planet. They know exactly everything is based on water. That without water, there is no existence as organic. So they exactly know what they're doing. That unfortunately, because how entities are and what's between the differential between good and evil. To comprehend between right and wrong, to deny these entities consciously doing wrong is what the premeditated crime and should ring the alarm for everybody. If it keep going like this, there's nobody will make it. There is not one species going to make it. And so the whole it's a game. It's a game for them. It is just a game for them, and the game is right now is going on the scale when if I can have it, nobody can have it. So they're just trying to drag more souls into darkness as much as possible to cause more pain for the conscious ones. Because if I lose you as my brother, because we are all once were brothers and sisters, all the souls, before we divided. So the game is right now here to lose us just many souls as possible. And that's somehow the soul's been convinced a soul is eternal and they cannot be destroyed, and it's a false information also.
That's right.
You must stay in the universe. You must stay in the light of the source of all, from the great projection, what we call the universe. If you don't stay in it, you are out. You are out from the light into darkness. So it's very important for the souls to understand, to keep up with the information, and for the soul to recognize the true identity, where we come from and what is our possibilities to exist forever. And this is not the way, obviously.
So, Tony, we're coming up to the end of the show. Do you have a website that you have any of your information where people can read further?
Well, I only use this so-called internet just very recently, like in the last year, I would say. I don't know too much about it. I talk to people on Facebook, and people call me on the phone, and I talk to many people. Anybody can call me and contact me on Facebook or on my telephone, and that's about it. And I try to contact the people who knows about their computer to get more radio shows going and everywhere I can go, but I don't know too much about the internet or anything like it. Plus, they control it.
Would you come back on Ever Beyond, on my show, for a two-hour show? We can really kind of expand a bit on the 3rd of February. Would you be able to make that day?
Sure. Yeah, okay. So if I have access to the telephone.
Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio, Sunday afternoon. Thank you very much, Tony Kral. Great show. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you for letting me talk to you.
Listening to Revolution Radio.